Welcome back to Sound Effect on 88.5 FM. I'm Jennifer Wing, and this week we're talking Get Lost. There are some people who you can blindfold, turn them around 10 times, and they can still find their way around. It's like they were born with a compass in their head. KPLU's Dick Stein claims that his wife, Cheryl DeGroot, is one of these people. But for whatever reason, there's a place just south of Seattle that strikes fear into her heart. Normandy Park. She won't go near the place. It's like her own little Bermuda Triangle. As Stein shares with us in this essay, the whole thing is a bit of a mystery.
All right, I admit it. All directions look the same to me. I lose my way on a treadmill, get lost in a circular driveway. Fortunately for me, my wife, the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroot, is a woman quite sensational at all things navigational. I mean, you could put the Sacagawea of Silverdale into a headstand on a high-speed turntable in a pitch-black room, and when she comes to a stop, she'll still be able to point to true north. That's why I always take her driving directions. Now, we've been together for 30
long
years, and in that time, we've made many a trek up I-5 from Tacoma to Seattle. Often, just for the dirty thrill of it, we'll go home by way of Highway 99. The first time we made that trip, Charles Royer was still Seattle mayor, and Oprah had just debuted on TV. I'm driving, and a sign came into view. Normandy Park, exit only. DeGroot grew agitated.
Get over. We don't want to go to Normandy Park.
Fine. I change lanes to the left.
We do not want to go to Normandy Park.
Okay, so we made this trip, I don't know, maybe once, twice a month. And every single time we approached that sign,
Get in the left. We don't want to go to Normandy Park.
I didn't think much of it at first. Just assumed she didn't want to go to Normandy Park. Didn't want to get stuck in the wrong exit. But about the 20th trip.
Move over now. We don't want to go to Normandy Park.
It was becoming overly familiar. I couldn't help but wonder, what was the provenance of this mysterious phobia? Outstanding warrants, UFO abduction, unreturned library books. DeGroot sure wasn't saying. And why Normandy Park? I mean, it's the kind of place where people go to have their dream wedding. Nevertheless, decades of aversion therapy from the passenger side had, for me, shrouded the place in a creepy aura. I imagine Rod Serling strolls from behind the NP city limits sign, takes a drag off his Chesterfield, and welcome to Normandy Park.
A strange intersection in a shadowland called the Twilight Zone.
And so, for the next 30 years...
We don't want to go to Normandy Park!
Time on this election night, we have projected Ronald Reagan the winner.
Get over. We don't want to go to Normandy Park!
Milli Vanilli did demonstrate a lot of guts in showing up at a press conference in Los Angeles last Tuesday to confront a room full of reporters who were definitely out for blood. Here's a Robin Fab.
Get over! Get over now!
The New York Yankees! For the third time in a row, fourth time in 5 years, and 26th time in franchise history, they are the world champions.
No, not Normandy Park. Get over.
Lindsay Lohan spent her first night in jail Tuesday on charges of parole violation relating to a 2007 DUI conviction.
Time I had to make peace with the enigma of DeGroot's mysterious municipal circumvention. And then, one morning, she was off to Seattle by herself.
Back around 2, hon.
But by 3, she wasn't. 4 o'clock. Still no DeGroot. Finally, around 5. Cheryl, what happened? I was getting worried.
Oh, I can't believe it was in Normandy Park.
Wait, what's that?
I can't believe it.
What? You...
I went to Normandy Park, okay?
I've asked her many times just what the problem is with her in Normandy Park, but the answer's always been pretty much the same.
Nothing really. No problem. I just don't want to take a wrong turn, that's all.
So shifty. But I choose to believe her, It's just simpler that way. On the other hand, to this day, I have still never been to Normandy Park. I know everyone says, oh, it's real nice there and everything, but I figure, why take a chance?
That essay came to us from KPLU's Dick Stein, with the role of Cheryl DeGroot, played by Joanne Lasoski, who's a professor at Pacific Lutheran University.